It's Monday, February 7th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On January 29th, six Kenyan Islamic extremists stopped a Christian evangelist in Nairobi on his way to participate in a debate about Christianity and Islam in Kampala, Uganda, and beat him unconscious, reports Morningstar News. Charles Kamya, age 43, said one of the assailants told him, quote, "You have been terrorizing our religion. Today, Allah has called you, and you are going to meet him," end quote. A blow to the head with an iron bar left him unconscious for about 2 hours. A passerby found him in a pool of blood and called police. 5 days earlier, Kamya debated Muslims and many converted to Christ. Romans 10, verse 15 says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." Some Olympic athletes who test positive for the coronavirus at the Beijing Olympics feel their quarantine conditions are making a bad situation much worse, reports the Associated Press. There's not enough food, inedible meals, and no training equipment. From one of Beijing's so-called quarantine hotels, Russian biathlon competitor Valeria Vasnetsova posted a picture last Thursday of what she said was, quote, "breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 5 days already," end quote. A tray with food including plain pasta, an orange sauce, charred meat on a bone, a few potatoes, and no greens. On Instagram, she said, quote, "My stomach hurts. I'm very pale, and I have huge black circles around my eyes. I want all this to end. I cry every day. I'm very tired," end quote. The rules for athletes who test positive in China say that those without symptoms go to a dedicated hotel for isolation. Anyone who has COVID-19 with symptoms will go to a hospital. In both cases, they'll be unable to compete until cleared for discharge. Vasnetsova passed her time in quarantine with a little detective work. When fetching the food left outside her door, she took a glance at the boxes left outside other rooms in her corridor, whose doors were labeled with signs to distinguish Olympians from other people working at the Games who tested positive, such as team staff. She concluded the athletes were getting worse food and underlined it with a picture of food served to her team doctor, who had also tested positive and was living two floors below. He had fresh fruit, a salad, and prawns with broccoli. It appears as though China is using the COVID pandemic as a way to literally weaken their Olympic competitors. Belgian skeleton racer Kim Meilemans recorded a tearful video about how she has been treated during her COVID isolation nightmare, reports 7 News.
"Another 7 days with two PCRs a day and no contact with anybody else. We are not even sure I will ever be allowed to return to the village. And obviously this is very hard for me."
In the midst of a discussion about the novel entitled Mouse, which describes the horrors of the Holocaust, including the killing of children, Nazi gas chambers, and forced labor, Whoopi Goldberg, the host of ABC's The View, claimed last Monday that the Holocaust was not about race.
"Then let's be truthful about it, because the Holocaust isn't about race.
No,
it's not about
maybe
race.
But it's about white supremacy.
These are two Romans. White groups of people. Yeah. The minute you turn it into race, it goes down this alley. Let's talk about it for what it is. It's how people treat each other. It's not about race.
What is it about?
Because it's about man's inhumanity to man."
Last Monday night, Goldberg appeared on CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert in an attempt to explain herself.
"The American experience tends to be based on skin."
"Yes. And so that is what race means to me."
"Mm-hmm.
When you talk about being a racist, I was saying you can't call this racism. This was evil.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't based on the skin. You couldn't tell who was Jewish. Mm-hmm. They had to delve deeply to figure it out. Most of the Nazis were white people, and most of the people they were attacking were white people. So to me, I'm thinking, how can you say it's about race if you are fighting each other?"
Subsequently, ABC asked Goldberg to issue an apology on air.
"I said that the Holocaust wasn't about race. And it was instead about man's inhumanity to man, but it is indeed about race, because Hitler and the Nazis considered Jews to be an inferior race. Now, words matter, and mine are no exception. I regret my comments, as I said, and I stand corrected. I also stand with the Jewish people, as they know and y'all know, because I've always done that.
Last Tuesday, ABC suspended her for 2 weeks. Jonathan Greenblatt, CEO of the Anti-Defamation League, offered his analysis.
Throughout the Jewish people's history, they have been marginalized, they have been persecuted, they have been slaughtered in large part because many people felt they were not just a different religion, but indeed a different race.
Describing the Jewish people, God said, "I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Genesis 12, verse 3. A healthy 33-year-old husband and father died last week of an autoimmune reaction that his doctors say is linked to Pfizer's COVID shot, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Brandon Pollitt, a Louisiana instrument mechanic and father of a 1-year-old daughter, died last Friday after being diagnosed with multiple immune disorders. Pollitt's conditions began to develop immediately after his second Pfizer shot at the end of August, according to a GoFundMe fundraiser set up for his medical and funeral expenses. His wife, Jessica Pollitt, said, quote, "Brandon had no prior medical history. After his second Pfizer vaccine, Brandon developed a headache right away, then fever 48 hours after. The doctors have agreed that the COVID vaccine caused an immune response that led to the development of an autoimmune disease," end quote, reports the St. Charles Herald Guide. And finally, a federal appeals court has allowed a Tennessee law that bans abortions performed based on an unborn baby being diagnosed with Down syndrome to take effect. The court reversed an earlier court order blocking the law, reports the Christian Post. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit issued an order last Wednesday allowing the law passed in 2020 that bans abortions based on Down syndrome, race, or gender to be reinstated. The ruling reversed a temporary injunction. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, February 7th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.